Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your co-host, Seth Green. Today, I have the good fortune to be joined by Liz Friesen of lizfriesen.com. Liz, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you, Seth, for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, you've got a really interesting story and you've built a fascinating business. Let's go back in time a little bit. How did you get started?
Yeah, so to be honest with you, I've always been kind of entrepreneurial mindset. I knew that I wanted a little bit more, not that 9 to 5 clock in out robot-esque life. It's just not for me. So right out of college, I started to step into the network marketing industry, if you will, and truly there, it's where I found my wings, and really understood the magnitude of the female entrepreneurness right now, and how I could do anything. And thanks to social media, I could expedite that as well. So I was able to grow a decent organization in network marketing through attraction marketing on Facebook and Instagram. And then I decided, you know what? And it's not the network marketing selling I love. It's the creating content. It's the talking to my followers and my friends and pouring into them that I love. How can I make that my 24/7 or my income, if you will? And as I started to dabble in that, I also started to dabble in other areas. At one point, it was 2017 through 2019, I held 7 jobs. The abundance of finances is something that has always motivated me. So in my mind at the time, I thought that meant trading my time for money, right? So I had 7 different jobs that I'd go to and do this, that, while trying to grow this new social media platform. I then went and visited some dear friends of mine, business mentors, now business partners, and we decided, let's take this up a notch. Let's create a marketing business together, start coaching, training, doing everything like that. I said yes to it. I literally went there for a different meeting, business meeting, different idea, and we're like, yeah, let's do this. I left. And it was like the next day we started and it blew up, right? 2020 happened months after this. And so it absolutely blew up. I left January of 2020. I left everything, all those 7 jobs. And this was solely the only thing that I was doing. And then since then, growing and learning, I've really gotten into more of the investment atmosphere, the passive and investment income, and truly been able to make things work from there.
That is fantastic. I know the longer, more detailed version of that story is going to be in an upcoming book. Let's talk about what does the business look like now?
Yeah. So just recently, within the last quarter, Q4 there in 2021, social impact expanded. And we brought in what I was doing in the beginning was training entrepreneurs, corporations, of any level, just scale on the online platform. And as much as I love that, there's such a need for content creation, for more VA management and things like that. People don't have the time nor the desire to figure out the algorithms every week. And so I'm like, why not figure this out as well? So just recently we brought in some amazing women and entrepreneurs that are now doing some of the trainings with me, but they're also doing content creation for our clients and VA management.
That is awesome. Who is an ideal client for that?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. So if you feel like, you know, if creating content, one, doesn't bring you joy, don't do it. I'm a firm believer that if it's not bringing you joy, pay someone else to do it because your time is well spent elsewhere. But also if you're not building traction, if you're still one that's like, okay, I had 172 comments last week, I still have 172 comments this week, 3 months down the road, you have 172 comments. I'm going to go ahead and venture to say those 172 comments are coming from your warm market and we probably need to connect. But really there's no scale. I work with massive multi-million dollar corporations. I work with people that are just starting out, brick and mortar, boutiques, network marketers, literally everybody.
And you've got obviously a wide variety of offerings depending on the market. Talk a little bit about some of your flagship offers.
Yeah, so my trainings is kind of my butter and bread, if you will. I believe that your following count is very important. It is imperative that you have the credibility and the leverage on social media to compete with your competitors, to really even just look like you know what you're doing. So first and foremost, we talk about growing your followers and what that looks like. But then from there, I'm not gonna just give you all of these followers and tell you how to grow them and then good luck to you, right? So I wanna train you. So the smallest package and really one of the most popular ones that I do is a 4-week training where you and I pop on a Zoom or you and one of my trainers pop on a Zoom and we pour into you. We really understand your goal, but we help you understand Instagram, its algorithm, and your attraction or your target audience so that you're able to then with those new followers really convert and attract and continue to bring in an organic audience.
That is awesome. You've overcome some significant ups and downs along the way throughout your journey. How has that adversity and triumph over it, you know, informed how you run your business now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's always going to be ups and downs. I think that it's a very exciting industry to be in right now. Especially as a female, and I can't say that enough. My mission is to create more 6 and 7 female earners, and that's what I'm going to do. And it's easier for me to do that right now with, you know, all things in the last 2 years. It's easier for people to make an extra $5,000-$10,000 because of all things online, right? So I really want to help people understand that. And as things change and as, you know, we might see them as hiccups in the road and things like that, you know, maybe it's for the better. If we continue to evolve with it, there's always a much brighter light at the end of the road.
Absolutely. You've grown a significant following yourself on social media. What is your biggest challenge now?
You know, I'm not quite where I want to be. You know, that 1 million follower mark is kind of that sweet spot for me for right now. And when I'm at 1 million, ask me then, and it'll probably be 10 million, right?
But
right now it's that 1 million mark. It's kind of addicting once you see that continue to go and you hear people in your DMs, you know, tons of DMs coming in all the time. And you're just, everyone's so nice. Truly, there's not a whole lot of negativity in my feed. Everybody's very inspired and I feel very blessed for that. And it kind of inspires me to continue to go. But I'd say my biggest challenge right now is continuing to 10X and figure out what my audience needs, what my clientele needs as the world continues to evolve.
Absolutely. That brings up an excellent point. It seems like there's a new social network every couple of weeks, whether TikTok or Clubhouse or whatever. How do you stay on top of all of that?
Yeah, it's a lot. No, I think it's important that everybody, but especially any mentor that you're looking into, they need to be where you want to go, right? If you want to be a millionaire, you have a billionaire mentor, right? And so I think that that's really important. So just as it is important for you or for my clients and for myself to continue to educate myself and to really find what, you know, my niche is and to hone in on that. My specific niche is Instagram. I can help you with TikTok. I can help you with YouTube, but my forte is Instagram. So instead I hire in trainers that are much better at those different platforms than I am. I have one of the best for YouTube, for TikTok, for Pinterest, for Facebook, whatever it is that your target audience you feel is most likely on, we'll make sure that that's amplified for you.
Your passion is obvious. What do you like best about what you're doing?
Honestly, it's the messages at the end of the day that, you know, we did it. It's those small businesses. I think I love the smaller companies. hearing their successes, and especially coming from such a rocky couple years, seeing things kind of turn around for them. And, you know, my passion is fueled by seeing their passion come back to life. And I truly mean that. So that's probably one of my favorite parts.
You serve as a mentor to so many other people. Where do you go? Who do you plug into? Who do you pay attention to? Who inspires you?
Yeah. Like I said, you have to have somebody that's already miles and miles ahead of where you're going. So I have a couple different business mentors that I pay monthly to do the same thing for me as I'm doing for others. And in all aspects, not just business. I have, you know, a faith-based mentor. I have a marriage, like someone we look up to on the marriage end. I have someone that I think is a bomb mom that I look up to and come to her with more parenting advice. But all aspects, you need to continue to get educated and surround yourself with people that are where you want to be.
I know you're a voracious learner. What are some of the best books you've ever read that have had the most impact on your career?
You can't say a book you wrote. Darn it. So actually, quarterly, I make it a point to reread The Secret. It's no longer a secret, right? We know that manifestation and continuing to think about things and become who we want to be, there's science behind that. But absolutely, I think we get so lost sometimes in the grind and in the goals and just life, the ups and downs of it, that we forget that we're in the driver's seat. So I always kind of come back grounded and will reread The Secret. It's absolutely my favorite book ever.
Great recommendations. You are running a significantly sized business, influencing hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. You're also a mom and a wife. How do you find time for it all?
Honestly, that's one of my biggest weaknesses. A couple years ago, even now, I can be in my office for 12 plus hours a day. And then I get, you know, little hands at my office door and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's bedtime. I love what I do. So I very, very easily lose track of time. Recently, within the last year and a half, I've started time blocking. One of my business mentors does this, four quarters is how he has taught me to do this. So I time block everything now. So I have non-negotiable times, you know, every night from 5 to 8:15 because my kiddos go to bed at 8. I am mom and I'm in the kitchen. I'm playing with them, homework, whatever it may be. Husband and I, we take our time too, whether it be date nights or vacations. I think that it's important to be present where your feet are. And I heard that on a podcast months ago, but it's very true. You know, if I'm in the kitchen and I'm cooking, I'm not also then trying to do homework, or I'm not reading a book, or I'm not talking to a client. If I'm cooking, that's what I'm doing. If I'm in the kids' room for prayer and nighttime, that's where my mind is. If I'm in my office, then the kids aren't in here, and that's where my mind is.
I know that your faith is a big part of your success. How do you use that to inspire others?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think, and I say this a lot, but I think that I say to my clients that are strong in their faith too, but it's kind of like dog moms or the dog community, you know, your fur babies. That's a very loyal group of people. And I think that faith-based individuals are very much the same. You know, we hear that somebody's strong in their faith and it's like, oh, I trust them. The like, know, and respect, trust factor is already there. No need to build that relationship, but it's really fun. I think that if I'm just open to it, you know, with what I post on social media, things like that, that's just normally what I attract. It's not like if we pop on Zooms and I preach to them, but I do think that I am where I am because there was a much greater plan. And I think that that's the reason so many people come into my life.
That is beautiful. Talk a little bit about the team that is helping you make such a big difference.
Yeah. So honestly, I owe everything to them. I run everything by them. All of our crazy ideas, they tell me you need to go to bed or yeah, we can try to make that happen. But yeah, they're awesome. I couldn't do what I do with as many clients if it wasn't for the social impact team and as well as my business mentors. Any decision that I end up implementing has gone through a board of mentors that I have. And truly, that's the reason it is so seamless when it does launch.
Well, we know your time's incredibly valuable. We greatly appreciate you spending some of it with us. What else do you want to share that I didn't think to ask you yet?
Yeah, honestly, just follow along on Instagram. My handle is @liz.friesen. The book is coming, so continue to look for that. But also just follow along. There's so much more than just social media that I have to offer when it comes to really creating wealth in all areas of your life. So let me know what you think. And if you heard this podcast, but that's it.
That is beautiful. All right. This has been Seth Green with Liz Friesen. Liz, L-I-Z, Friesen, FRIESEN.com. Link will be in the show notes. Thank you so much, Liz, for joining us. Thank you, everybody, for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.